Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Chat with Tony Scott from the Liverpool Echo. It's a recurring theme from our chats on a Friday morning. Morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, Steve.
Oh, it's still not sorted. Kevin Ratcliffe in the Echo today says, it worries me slightly that they still haven't resolved this situation.
Yeah, it worries a lot of Evertonians, doesn't it, Steve? I think we've had 4 weeks now since Ronald Koeman's been sacked as Everton manager. David Dunsworth came in, took the reins for 4 or 5 games, and here we are still in no situation where we are down the line as who is the next Everton manager. The betting suggests it's a two-way fight between David Dunsworth and Marco Silva, both priced at 11-10. Sean Dyche 6-1, and it's 20-1 bar the rest. As we've seen, that market's fluctuated unbelievably over the last 4 weeks. We've seen Silva as short as odds on, Dunsworth went odds on, Dyche did, Dunsworth did. I just think Everton are in a situation now where they're going to have to appoint someone sooner rather than later, because we're going to approach, before you know it, we'll be approaching December, and before you know it, it's that January transfer window where Everton have to spend 50, 60 million on that centre forward.
What's your understanding of the conversations with Marco Silva this week, or indeed the conversations with Watford, because clearly you're not allowed to talk to Marco Silva yet?
Well, apparently, obviously, they're not allowed to talk to him, but from what we're led to believe, Marco Silva would like to come to Everton and believed to have got a doubled his wage, and that's the structure that it's in place, and that's why the carrot's dangling for Marco Silva. But Everton have had 2 bids turned down. I think one was 8.5 and one was 10 million. Now, Watford are well within the rights to say no to Everton to go and do one, because I'm not being funny, Steve. If Watford get rid of Marco Silva and next thing he becomes Everton manager, there's only one way Everton are going, there's only one way Watford are going. Marco Silva's a decent manager in this division, he's proved it. Yeah, he took, and I know all the negatives, he took Hull down last season, but they were dead and buried last season until he took over. He took over in January, don't forget, when they were rooted to the bottom of the league. He gave them a fighting chance. He took some good scalps last season. He beat Manchester United, he beat Liverpool, really gave them a fighting chance, and he plays that expansive way of football, doesn't he? Similar to the mould of Roberto Martinez, I can get all that. And he just likes to tighten up at the back. But I just feel as if he's lost his way at Watford over the last two or three games. He took the lead, didn't he, against Chelsea a couple of weeks ago. Chelsea turned around. He took the lead against Everton twice last weekend. And then again, he's pegged back. So I just think he may have felt as if he's lost his way at Watford over the last couple of weeks. And maybe that carrot's dangling for him to join Everton.
But you can't see it happening at the same time.
Do you know what, Steve? It's a 50-50 shouty, you know, because Everton are going to be in a situation over the next week where they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to say to David Dunsworth, now you've got the reins now till January, blah, blah, blah. Or they're going to have to throw everything they can at Watford to pry Silva away from him, because there's no other manager out there. Dyche, we believe, is meant to have had an interview with Moshiri a couple of weeks back. Nothing's really clear from that. So what we're led to believe now is there's a two-way fight between Dunsworth and Silva, and it's basically if Watford agree any kind of compensation deal with Everton, but it looks remotely unlikely at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah.
2 bids turned down, and where do we go from there? Now, if Marco Silva wants this job desperately, he'd resign from Watford, but then again, Watford are well within the rights to put Silva on garden leave, so it's a two-way street. It's 50-50, it can go either way. It looks as though it's a two-way fight between Dunsworth and Silva.
I've got a feeling Dunsworth will still be in charge at Christmas. Right, to matters on the pitch, and it's incredible to look at Everton's bad away record. The fact that they haven't won away in 10 months is quite phenomenal, really, isn't it? They've got to start turning this around.
Well, we are on every single weekend, don't we, Steve? Everton, no way win in 13. The last win came back in January, and guess who is it against? Yes, the team they're playing this weekend, Crystal Palace. You wouldn't believe that, would you, Steve? Now, Everton have got no clean sheets since the opening day of the season. That's why they are firmly at the bottom of the table. But if you look on a bit of a positive for Everton, they've kept 4 clean sheets on the spin at Selhurst Park. I think it could be a record, an Everton record. If they keep another clean sheet, in, that'll be 5 on the spin at Selhurst Park. But it was interesting, Steve. I was looking at Umar Niasse's statistics this season, and he scored 4 goals this season for Everton, and that's been worth 5 points to Everton. Now, believe it or not, no other players' goals in the Premier League have been more valuable to their clubs this season. So, believe it or not, Umar Niasse is crucial and vital towards from now till January at least. The best I'm going for in this one, Steve, sorry, by the way, I was looking at Crystal Palace's recent records against the teams that they've been playing. I know Zabaleta got booked a couple of weeks ago, and Manquillo, so the full-backs that are playing against Crystal Palace are getting very isolated because they are coming up against our Harden Townsend. So I wouldn't put anyone off a little wager on John Joe Kenny at 100-30 or Leighton Baines at 5-1 to be beat.
Umar's spoken about how much he's enjoyed playing under David Unsworth at the moment. Is he a player that's impossible to sort of leave out on a match day now?
I think he's the ideal substitute isn't he, to bring on if you're chasing a lost cause, and he's got legs and he'll run all day for you. In terms of quality, Steve, he's got no quality at all. He's just like a bit of a flash in the pan, so to speak. But what he will do, he's becoming a bit of a cult hero figure at Everton at the moment, just on the sole basis of he'll run through a big wall for you. And that's what Evertonians are asking for at the moment. Listen, we've had them types of players in the past. You Dennis Sakwalerskis of the world, players who've just got, in terms of quality, that's non-existent, but they will run and they'll run and they'll work. And that's all Evertonians want to see. If you can't provide quality, at least show 100% effort, and that's what Umanias is doing. He's running through a big wall for his team and the crowd are taking to him.
Fingers crossed for the Blues tomorrow. Liverpool, of course, got a 3 p.m. against Southampton. And Virgil van Dijk seems to be taking centre stage of all the conversation ahead of this fixture. One of the papers today, yours for £70 million. Is he worth £70 million in January, this player, Toe?
I can't see it, Steve. I can't see £70 million worth of any kind of quality in Virgil van Dijk at the moment. He had a lengthy layoff, didn't he? It was like 12 months out. And since he's come back, he's given a couple of penalties away and been grouped a few times. He hasn't stood out as the same player as once he once was, what Liverpool were looking after. And I just feel a £70 million for a centre-back of... Yeah, he has got quality, but I haven't seen it this season, Steve, since he's come back. Yeah, it's going to take time. I just feel... No, I think Liverpool would best be looking around elsewhere, maybe getting two £40 million defenders rather than just throwing all their eggs in the Virgil van Dijk basket, so to speak. But on the pitch in this one, Steve, Liverpool wants a 3 to win this one. Southampton as big as 8-1. Now, Southampton have an excellent record against Liverpool, and Jurgen Klopp is yet to beat them as manager, believe it or not. In fact, Liverpool have failed to score a single goal in any of their last four matches against Southampton. But despite what I've just said, Steve, Liverpool have scored 18 goals in the last five and should take all 3 points in this one. But an interesting stat that came out at me this week, Steve, is that Southampton are the second highest in terms of corners this season, 77 in total. Only Spurs have taken more corners than Southampton this campaign. So the little bet I'm going for, just a bit of value, Southampton over five corners at 2-1.
As you were saying, Liverpool didn't even score against them last four games, didn't score against them, lost two League Cup ties, had two 0-0 draws in the league. But I went back a little bit further on the research, and do you remember the Divock Origi hat-trick against Southampton?
Yeah.
That's the last hat-trick that Liverpool scored. Amazing, isn't it?
Wow. Considering the quality Liverpool have had over since Divock Origi's gone, you'd think your Salahs or your Manes.
You would, wouldn't you?
I was, the mortgage would have been gone there, Steve. I tell you, I wouldn't have thought that one at all.
Interesting
but
one, then.
I know Liverpool, having what I've just said, I know Southampton have got a recent good record over there in Jurgen Klopp as manager. I think Southampton have only won two of the last 32 at Anfield. So you would wager that Liverpool should win this one. But Jurgen Klopp has got to prove that he can beat Southampton as manager.
And we're presuming Jurgen will be fine. He was back in training yesterday afternoon, wasn't he, after his brief health scare?
Yeah, he was all well and training. A couple of the guys reported from the Echo today that all well and good. Just an overnight stay in the hospital, and just a couple of health checks, and back to his usual self. And I'm over this weekend. A
bit of correspondence here. Aaron says he's hoping Sadio Mane's fit for tomorrow, so we can see Mane, Salah, and Firmino in the same starting 11. Andy says I don't like Lallana's new hairstyle. Oh, he's grown it long, hasn't he? Though his return is great. It's great to have him back for his return. Who's this? Bill says this weekend could be the first time Liverpool field Mane, Firmino, Salah and Coutinho in the same lineup. Can't wait for this one. They've been a bit unlucky with the way they haven't been able to have them all together.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he, Steve? I think I just don't think he will play all three of them at once. I really don't think it. I think he likes it. Bit of a steady Eddie in midfield with Nyandema, Henderson and Chan in there as well, and especially when Lallana's fit, I can't see Jurgen Klopp going gung-ho. I know that's the way he likes to play expansive football and from the front force, but I just don't feel as if he will play all them. I can't see him playing Coutinho, Salah, Firmino, Mane in the same team. If he does, then I just think it's susceptible to on the counter attack. You can't play all them four players in one team for me. Yeah, it looks mouthwatering on paper, but I just feel that your centre midfield is behind them. If that's the case, then Coutinho's going to have to drop deep, isn't he? So we've got to play a centre midfield, Holt. And I just feel that after playing next to Coutinho in centre midfield, it's just going to be doing the donkey work so much that it's just going to be, if Liverpool are going well going forward, at the back, it's just going to be, you know what's going to happen, don't you, as you've seen in the past when Liverpool conceded from the counter-attack. I just don't feel as if, yeah, it's great strength in depth and all that, but to play all them players in the one game, I just think you're susceptible to a counter-attack.
So the big bets this weekend for Liverpool and Everton are?
Southampton, second-highest corners in the division this season, so get on Southampton, over five corners, best price to 2-1. And the bet against Crystal Palace, Everton, is maybe one of the full-backs, Jonjo Kenny or Leighton Baines, to be booked, as they'll be up against Wilfred Zaha or Andrew Townsend.
Good stuff. Tony, thank you very much.
Cheers, Steve.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.